Hey everyone, welcome to Vanguard Radio. This is Marcelo Sugdeo. Today we'll look at the list of suppliers for the CF-18 replacement competition. The Canadian military is trying to decide how to handle marijuana legalization, and also an interview with Andy Smith, the Deputy Commissioner of the Canadian Coast Guard. The Government of Canada has released a list of suppliers who would be invited to submit bids for the country's future fighter aircraft competition. The Royal Canadian Air Force plans to purchase a total of 88 advanced fighter jets. These jets will replace the current CF-18 aircraft fleet, which has been serving Canada for more than 30 years. The companies shortlisted to submit bids are Boeing, and that's for the Super Hornet, Lockheed Martin, F-35, the Eurofighter Typhoon, the Dassault Rafale, and Saab's Gripen. Boeing's Super Hornet was once considered the forerunner to win the upcoming competition after the Liberals promised not to purchase the F-35, a promise that they have since backed down from and have moved to buy 18 interim Super Hornets. But that was before Boeing's trade dispute with the Canadian rival Bombardier that saw the Liberals in November scrap their plan to buy the Super Hornets and instead begin talks to buy 18 used fighter jets from Australia. Now, speaking about the release of the suppliers, Canadian Innovation, Science and Economic Development Minister Navdeep Bains said, "The Government of Canada is leveraging procurement to create jobs, drive innovation, and grow small businesses. This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity to drive investment in innovation and research across all sectors of our economy, including with post-secondary institutions." He went on to say, thanks to the Industrial and Technological Benefits Policy, that's the ITBs, that the winning suppliers will make investments in Canada equal to the value of the contract. Before selecting the winner, the proposals will be evaluated based on cost, technical requirements, and economic benefits. The contract for the aircraft development program is expected to be awarded in 2021 or 2022. In 2025, the first new fighter jet is expected to be delivered to the Royal Canadian Air Force. With the legalization of marijuana being a topical issue in Canada, the military is looking at how to apply this to members of the CAF. Chief of Defense Staff General Jonathan Vance said, "We're going to try to be smart about it, but in the end, this is dangerous duty. This is serious duty for the country, and we don't want people doing it stoned." General Vance made these comments during an appearance before the Senate Defense Committee, where he was largely grilled on the troubled military procurement system, peacekeeping efforts, and to stamp out sexual misconduct in the forces. But with the clock ticking down towards legalization in the summer or early fall, the question of how the military plans to address marijuana used by service members was particularly topical. "We are looking at it," he said to the committee. "I am very soon to make decisions on the specific and unique circumstances associated with the military service that would preclude someone from using cannabis at a particular point in time." The general played down suggestions of a complete ban by the military personnel or even certain occupations such as pilots, adding that he plans to make a common sense approach that follows the law of the land. But the Canadian Forces Surgeon General is looking at different initiatives to better understand the drug's effects, including how long they last, he said, and to ensure that the military has the necessary information to make the right regulations. He said, "I think we're going to have some way of assuring ourselves, based on the best science available, what other industries are doing. So, if it's illegal to fly a plane in Canada having used cannabis, within a certain period of time, it's probably going to be illegal in the armed forces as well, he said. Just for the air safety. I don't have the answers yet, he said, but those are the kinds of things we are looking at. The issue of how to monitor and regulate marijuana use isn't unique to the military. As police forces, commercial airlines, and other industries and organizations are facing the same questions. But despite the unanswered questions, Vance was confident about finding the right balance. He said, I don't anticipate this being a significant problem for us. We want to understand it. We want to understand it better, how to detect it. We want to make decisions based on evidence. He added further that we don't want to start laying down rules about when you can and cannot have taken cannabis and don't make sense in terms of your ability to recover. So we're going to try to be smart about it, he said. Vanguard recently conducted an interview with Andy Smith, the Deputy Commissioner, Strategy and Shipbuilding at the Canadian Coast Guard. In that interview, we asked him what are his top three short-term goals. And he said, finalizing the fleet renewal plan is the first one. Secondly, assisting with the workforce generation initiative to grow the Coast Guard into a diverse workforce. And thirdly, implementing the various oceans protection plan projects to enhance the government's ocean stewardship agenda. We've asked him questions like, where do you see the future of shipbuilding for the Coast Guard, given the average age of the fleet? And can it be done within the service lives of the current fleet, or do you see a reduction in fleet capability or capacity? We've asked him as well if he sees a long-term fleet capital investment program, similar to that of the Navy for the Coast Guard. Also, he touched on maintenance and life extension and success stories like the CCGS Sir John Franklin and strategies and programs of the Canadian Coast Guard that he's really excited about. For the full interview, please go to vanguardcanada.com. The story is on the homepage, and you can also see this in the latest issue of Vanguard. That's the February-March edition. If you're not a subscriber to Vanguard, please head on over to our subscribe tab on vanguardcanada.com to sign up today. From the team here at Vanguard, this is Marcelo Sagdeo saying bye for now.